listen to the whole thing every single
Yes, it's required.
All right. I didn't even finish the question.
Okay. What should we listen to?
Instead.
I don't know. Some Jackson 5.
Would you like to listen to We Built This City?
No.
Jeez. You know, like good music. You know, that's his favorite song of all time.
He's kidding when he says that.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Say top five. I don't know if it's a favorite song of all time.
Well, what's your favorite song of all time?
Red Dirt Gypsy Soul by Pat Green.
Okay.
That's my favorite song of all time.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know you were a country music guy.
Yeah, I love Pat Green. He's my favorite guy. My favorite artist.
Oh, yeah, you are a country music guy because you did the ba-bum-ba-bum-bum.
Exactly. I like a lot of country. I like some old, like Johnny Cash a lot, and I liked a lot of 90s country growing up. But I like a lot of the Red Dirt stuff now. The Texas country, as they say.
Donnie, you not a country music guy?
No. That isn't the genre of choice for me.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of tunes that I'll enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to Chris Stapleton sing. I think he has a fantastic voice.
Yeah, very he nice. Does.
But I'm not familiar with a lot of his tunes. Of course, Tennessee Whiskey is the big one. But if you want me to go down the catalog, I just can't. But every time I hear him, I go, man, that dude can really blow. Yeah.
Well, he has some soul, particularly like when he's singing Tennessee Whiskey and stuff like that.
He's fantastic.
Because I mean, guys like the originals, him, the originals of Tennessee Whiskey, it's just it's such a difference from what the way he presented it.
Very strange.
And the, you know, I think a lot of those country guys just sound like, I mean, there's a lot of country music I just don't like because they all sound the same to me. And
like the newer stuff?
Yeah, and maybe I just don't know enough about it. It may be a me problem. But when I listen to Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, they all have very different voices, and they seem very unique.
Yeah, I would say that's very, like, you know immediately which one was which.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a lot of hip-hop now, and I know I probably will sound old when I say it, but a lot of it kind of sounds the same. Mm-hmm. You don't know, all right, who am I listening to when you have very distinguishable voices? That's what I love about music in that way, when as soon as they open their mouths, you know exactly who it is without any question.
Yeah.
You may like the tune, you may not like it, but you know that's that person, and that's what always gets me.
I actually think there's a lot of similarities between country and hip-hop.
I do. I
in the sense
the
of that people who are on the outside of it and who don't like it, it all sounds the same to them.
Right.
And I think that there's this weird crossover, and you've seen it in a few different songs that I think country music fans can really get into hip-hop.
I think it's so much about the lyrics in those two genres, more than anything else, that kind of, that's that comparison for me. Because I don't know if you heard the bit that I did, because I wanted to, every time I've heard a couple, not every time, I heard a couple of R&B songs, and I thought, man, they would make really good country music songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Bobby Duncan take a couple of R&B songs and kind of do it the country music way, and it sounded great. And I thought, man, it's they're so similar as far as their storytelling, as far as what they want to accomplish, that you can do that with probably a lot of songs.
Okay, this is kind of weird because there's so many musicians up at the Ticket, and you're such a lover of music. Have you ever tried to write a song and record a song?
No.
Why not?
Because I think it would be terrible.
Really?
Because musical talent.
Yeah, and you're so good at lyrics. Like, you immediately pick up on stuff.
I would have a fear that I have so many other people's lyrics in my head, what I would pen would be a DeBard song. I've heard that before. And, you know, just taking so much of other. I would have to try and get into a mode. I do have the title of a song that I said, if I wanted to write one, because I do love the ballad, the R&B ballad. And I do have a title that I've, if I ever decide to write it, I will. And the title is Dark Meat, Legs and Thighs.
Oh, my gosh.
Meat.
Okay. That's the name of my song. Now I'd have to write the lyrics around it.
Now somebody's going to have one to you here in about 10 minutes from AI.
Yeah.
No, it has to be authentic and real.
You can figure it out.
And it's a slow R&B ballad about a dark-skinned woman that I love so much, and I love the dark meat.
Well, then why
Eggs
don't you?
And thighs.
This is. Do you and your wife have like a big anniversary coming up? Like one of the big numbers?
As a matter of fact, we do. Okay. In April, we'll be 30 years.
That Amazing. Needs to be your gift to her. You write that song for her.
Oh, gosh. Dark meat, legs, and thighs.
She would be so impressed.
Sometimes when I lay with her and she cries, all I want is that dark meat, legs, and thighs.
Yeah, see, no, that's
when
not
she
how,
cries.
Yeah,
why,
I don't know.
Why is she,
I don't know if I want.
What kind of sexual experience are you having, man?
Well, there is that joy and pleasure.
Huh.
because I just gave her my treasure.
Gosh. What? I'm brainstorming here.
Okay.
You guys want to shoot down
Matt over here brainstorming. When she says, please don't, I tell her, no, I won't.
Legs and thighs. Yeah, I don't know if this writing session is going on.
You look so pretty underneath these blue skies. Open up those legs and thighs. That's a positive.
Man, you just get right to the point.
You're
huh?
romantic, man.
Yeah, there's no,
sure are.
There's no building up to
man,
anything.
I love
with
hearing
you.
Your guys' versions of lyrics. I'm sitting here trying to write a song, and all I get is, no, this sucks. Okay, well, then what's
we
yours?
Need to be a little bit more creatively supportive to you and you. Provide you
well,
this you, safe
you
space.
Can't,
for...
you can't get offended if we. This is the brain. This is what brainstorming
right.
is all
I'm
about.
I'm not offended,
about.
But I want to hear
yeah,
yours.
That sucks.
Let's
yeah,
see. Let's
no. No, that sucks. Well, I don't have anything else, but we know that sucks. No, I've always
suck.
Thought
I don't
about
disagree
it.
With you.
I've always wanted to be a part of a writing like team. I just feel like I would do better in a brainstorming type of situation.
With Matt. Well, you're the Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yes. Whether it's
we can figure this out.
Whether it's writing's a for a comedian or writing a television show or
better
a song
a
or anything like that, right, yeah. to bounce ideas because what you may think is the greatest thing in the world. And we take that chance all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's there's nothing you can you can't get away from it. But
okay, 30-year anniversary.
30 years.
30 years.
April 27th, yes.
When you were dating, did you pursue her more than she pursued you, or how did that go down? Do you remember that far back in time?
Yeah, no, it was... I will say at first it was a little bit of an equal type of thing, and then...
Were you set up by friends, or how did you know her?
We went to college together.
Okay, so you saw her...
We weren't dating the entire time in college. I met her a couple of years before.
Did you have her in a class? Did you meet her at a party? Do you remember where you met her?
No, we had... she grew up in Gilmer, and a couple of my fraternity brothers lived in Gilmer, so they knew her growing up.
Okay.
So when she got to campus... There's Yolanda, and that's how we met. That's how we first officially met. But we really didn't have eyes for each other until, like, a few years later.
Uh-huh.
Kind of walking down the street.
So did you...
But I did.
Were you friends with her during those 2 years?
Yeah, we were friends. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
so
not...
So you watched her date other people, she watched you date
absolutely.
Other people?
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, yeah. It was right. one of those things, like, when I first met her, and I've never done this to a girl before and haven't done it since. She was walking down campus. We had met, but we weren't friendly. She was walking by herself. I stopped her and said, hey, I like the way you carry yourself. Just out the blue. And she was like, what does that mean? Like, I almost said she got offended. I was like, no. I don't know. Just the look and how you got, just like the way you carry yourself. She's like, okay, thank you. And that was the first compliment I gave her. And then a couple of years later, a friend of mine was like, you know, she's cool. You're cool. Let's, you know, see what can happen with that. So that's how it all kind of started.
And when you did start having eyes for her, mm-hmm. how did it convert from friendship to romance? Like, were you guys hanging out a lot at that point? And you just realized, man, we've been spending every day for the past couple weeks together or something like
no,
that?
No, not. It really didn't happen like that. It was just one of those, okay, I'm about to graduate. She's going to graduate here in a few months, and then she's moving to Dallas. So, all right, you would rather be hanging out with someone that you're really kind of friendly and cool with than trying to start all over when you get back to the house. So that was kind of the mindset with that at first. And then when she moved to Dallas, it still took about a couple of months for us to say, all right, this is us exclusively. It's going to be me and you and nobody else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she may go out on a date or two, and, you know, y'all go out on a date, and then it was like, all right, you know what? We need to quit all that because this is good. This is good. This is what we need. We can work with this. So we need to cut everybody else out. We're not dating anyone else. It's just me and you.
All right, your first kiss. Okay. Where was your first kiss?
First kiss was on campus at right in front of her dorm room.
Where are you class president, man?
Like you'd gone on a date. You're dropping her off?
Not really a date.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah, just kind of hanging
That's
out.
Cool.
And then just kind of I definitely went in for that. That
you,
was
you
me.
Made the move.
Absolutely.
You were
absolutely
the
made the move for the first smooch.
How long did you guys date or were exclusive or whatever before you ended up getting married?
3 years.
Okay, so
it's pretty good time.
Yeah, it was like September-ish, October-ish of 93 when we said, cut everybody out. There's no more dating. It's just us.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 3 years later, she did put the little bit of a headlock on me as far as, hey, what are we doing here? Like, are we just... I don't want to be your girlfriend forever. And my response was, I have nothing. I have no money. I just barely have this job that's paying me nothing. I have nothing.
Yeah.
So if you want to get married and live like the Evans from Good Times, let's go. But if not, let's try and get a little something going before we do this. And we still didn't have anything when we got married, but it was time. It was the right time to do it.
So she was really wanting to get married.
Absolutely.
And you had to be talked into it a little bit or not?
No, I didn't have to be talked into it. I just wanted to make sure we had some type of
you were future. Established a little bit.
Some type, because I had an apartment with a buddy of mine where we lived, and we lived there as a married couple for like the first month and a half with him
at
in
your
it.
Buddy's apartment.
Because we were going to move in with her grandmother. It's like, man, I don't want to bring my new wife in the apartment. He's like, no, man, you paid the rent. You can stay here. So, yeah, we lived the first month of our marriage in an apartment with my roommate.
And then, weird. Was that wild?
So he had to listen to all that going on?
We would stick at her grandmother's house for a while and then just kind of go back and just go to bed. We didn't hang out a ton.
Which the grandma was deaf, so she didn't have to listen to it going on.
That's crazy, man.
It was marital bliss, so it was legal. It was legal at the time. So, yeah, we spent that first month, and then we moved out to Oak Cliff over in Redbird Trails. To when we got that apartment, we had to pretend like she wasn't working in order to get the apartment. So it's like kind of low income housing. So we, that was an adventure. The neighbor that we had upstairs from us was a womanizer. Like, he would have women there all the time, and you can hear exactly what was going on. And I saw him outside one day about a month into moving there, and I was like, dude, I'm a newlywed, and you are putting me to shame. Like, slow down, dog. Slow down. He was a good looking dude too, man. Yeah. I was like, and he opened the door the one time I knocked, and he just had his underwear on. And I was like, bro.
He's ripped. You're like, oh, look at this.
Like, dude.
He hadn't completely dried off down there.
No, he had not.
No way.
I was like, jeez. Like, okay, slow down, bro.
That's awesome.
He was cool, but man, was he active. Very, very, very active. But
it happens, I guess.
I guess it does. But
upstairs neighbor.
It is a trip.
Have you been planning something for the big 30th, or is she planning that?
We've been talking about trying to do a little something. We got to celebrate the 30th.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. You know, a lot of people don't make it that.
And it's so
that
funny
long.
That it's not about the 30 years that's kind of tripping us out. It's tripping us out that 1996 was 30 years ago. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't feel that way, but
that was
30 years
ago. And then you look and here you are. Man,
at the Super Bowl, just nothing but a success.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah. We're
stuck with me.
we're having good times. Life is good, and we're cool. That's the one great thing about it. We're really, really cool with each other, man. That's my girl. That's my dog.
Easy to get along with, both of you.
Absolutely. We laugh a ton. We have a good time. We're always going out trying to try new things. It's great.
When you fight, what do you fight about? Or disagree about?
Oh, probably me doing stuff around the house.
She doesn't think you're doing enough?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I don't.
She's right about it. She will fight.
Absolutely right. And it's like, you know.
Awesome.
But I've always told her, look, we've known each other so long that there's no reason for you to not be able to say anything you want to me.
Right.
Hey, go pick that up. Go do this. Go do that. Because I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going down the guy trying to see what I want to watch on television. You tell me to go pick those clothes up or go watch, okay, I'll do it.
See,
it doesn't bother me.
We talked about that on that the Musers, the podcast, the woman episode, is that, just ask us. If you're real direct in the communication, I think guys are willing to do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Not going
to
get angry about it.
But sitting there and stewing on the fact that he's not doing something that you want him to do, a lot of times he's clueless. He's ignorant as to what you want him to do.
And it's not that he's trying to be a jerk or anything.
No.
He's just not even thinking about it.
No.
And that's definitely me. And there's not one time where she said, hey, can you go do this? I'll go, but I don't want to. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, please just tell me and I'll do it.
But I think a woman wants a guy to intuit what needs to be done because they do so much. And so they're like, well, it occurs to me, so why can't it occur to him?
That's exactly right. And because we're dudes, mm-hmm. and that's why it doesn't occur to us. That's why I'll put on it.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. The closer it gets, we'll may have more celebratory things to do.
Mm-hmm. Like? I think you need
finally
to plan.
Have a kid.
No, you need to plan that.
That is a joke. That is not happening.
Man.
You need to plan that lovemaking session. Make yeah. it real
plan
special,
it.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Pick out some nice music.
Oh, that's easy.
What do you have a go-to?
I'll have Matt write me a song.
Oh, my God. Could
so
you imagine
we can get
that?
It going, yeah.
Do that. And just you got to roll tape on it. So you just start kissing after you roll the music and see how long you can kiss her before she stops it down and says, what the blank are we listening
is that
to?
Matt?
What is this? These okay. lyrics are horrible, okay. and they're way off base, and they seem
you.
Barely consensual. Or whatever lyrics kind of, that Matt would write. I don't know.
Whatever else
it would be
do.
Completely consensual lyrics.
That's right. All right, put up
permission.
The signal.
Now there is no suspicion.
That doesn't quite rhyme, but okay.
Your lips taste so good. Uh-oh, I think I've got...
Uh-oh. I don't mean to seem like a bum, but I don't think tonight I can. I can't think of anything.
Okay. Yeah, I can't either. We have to brainstorm that one to see if we can
workshop
that. It's a brainstorming.
All right, Gordon, thank you so much. Happy Super Bowl.
Happy Super Bowl.
11:15 is the invasion. We'll hop aboard the OSS for other sports stuff next here on The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Stevenson. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer and proud sponsor of the Dallas Stars, is giving you a chance to win a flight away to Philadelphia to watch the Stars play March 29th. Airfare, hotel, and tickets for two. Head to theticket.com contest page for details. Flight by Yingling. Enjoy responsibly, Fort Worth, Texas.
Let this go.
Got me saying little prayers. You say, boy, just eat your food, but I'm full of how you.
Did you guys AI my song title?
I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say, okay.
Got my hands and heart confused. Dark me, legs and dark.
He's really singing his heart out, too.
God, that sounds legitimately good.
It really does.
That's way better than the song I was trying to come up
oh,
with.
You think?
Well, I'm not AI. I don't even know if I'm I.
Oh, that's funny. All right, send that to me.
Okay.
Maybe I'll play it, and then she'll think I wrote it.
Valentine's Day, man.
I know, right?